In today's Mishnah, we learn the ninth and final Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Bechor, and then we'll begin the third parak. The Mishnah begins. Yotze Dofen. This is an animal that was born by way of C-section. Vahaba Charav. And so the first animal was born by C-section, second one was born naturally. The question is, which is the Bechor? Rabbi Tarfon says, well, he has a suffix, he has a doubt. Shnehem, both of them, are retained by the owner. Shnehem Yiru Ad Shistavu, they should be left to be in the pastures until they develop a blemish, and then only then v'yachlu b'mumam l'balim, and then only then they can be consumed by the owners. Now that is because Rabbi Tarfon has a doubt in terms of what qualifies an animal as being the first, or the bechor, the firstborn. Is it the firstborn to be born naturally, so-called peterechem? So that in this case could be the second one, or is it the first one literally that was born, that came out of the mother first, and that could be even the Yotze Dofen, the one that came out of the C-section, which was first. Now, this is not similar to the case we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, where you've got a suffix, you don't know which one is a Bechor, because it's possible that both are required, as we'll see by the next opinion. So since there's a doubt whether either of them are a Bechor, then that's why the owner can retain them all. However, Rabbi Akiva says no. Shnehem ein a Bechor. Neither of these two animals have the status of a first, but have the kedusha, the sanctity of a Bechor. Why? Harishon, the first one, b'shum she'enu peter rechem, because that wasn't the first tree, it wasn't the one to open the womb. The Hasheni, and the second one, is not the firstborn. Why? Because it was preceded by another animal. It's not the first animal born to the mother. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the only time you have kedusha b'chor is if we have a naturally born first animal. That is the kedusha b'chor. Let's now begin the third perek. Mishnah begins. Halokach behema min anochri ve'en odem bikra. What if someone purchases an animal from a non-Jew? And we're not sure whether this animal, we don't know whether this animal has given birth yet. Mishnah says, so in order imbikra or lo bikra. So that's important, because once this animal gives birth, has given birth, do we have to be concerned it might be a bechor? So Rabbi Yishmael says, ez bachnata, if you buy an ez, a goat, within the first year, then vada la kohen, the firstborn animal, will certainly be given to the kohen, because you can be sure that hasn't given birth yet. Mikana lo ba, from that point onwards, it's a safek, we just don't know. And we deal with a safek like every other safek. The owner can retain it. He has to wait till it develops a blemish, and then he can consume it. Rachel bat shtayim. If, however, it was, again, you purchase a sheep, it was in the first 2 years, in that situation, we say, in the first 2 years, it's vada lekoen mikan veilech et safek. From that point onwards, it's a doubt. When it comes to a para, a cow, the chamor, or a donkey, but not shalosh. If it's within the first 3 years, then you can say any animal born was certainly the firstborn, so it certainly goes vada lekoen, it would be given to the kohen as a bechor. Mikan lo ba, from that point on, as it's a safek. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said Rabbi Shmuel, ilu bevalad bilvad habem amiter. If it was true that the only time the mother is no longer considered as having not given birth, such as any offspring after that point is not considered a bechor, is only if it had given birth to a viable child or offspring, then I'd agree with you. Hayakad varecha. El amru, but we've learned that sometimes there are situations where they can deliver something, despite the fact it's not a proper offspring, that would exempt it now from having any further offspring from being have the status of bechor. Chachamim says, Ela amru, siman havlad bebehem adaka, when it comes to a goat or a sheep, that a siman havlad, a indication that this animal has given birth, is if it has a tin of some sort of discharge. Ubagasa, for large animals like a paron chamor, if it's a shili, if a placenta comes out, then any point onwards, it's already considered as if it's given birth. Or beisha, when it comes to a woman, then it's shafir of a shilia, a fetal sac, or the afterbirth of the placenta. The point is, what the Rabbi Akiva is making is that despite the fact all the time spans that Rabbi Yishmael gave, you can assume that hadn't given birth to an offspring, but it's possible that these other things would have occurred, like the discharge or the delivered placenta, or like miscarried prior to those time spans. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, he says as follows, Zehaklal, I'll give you a general rule. If koshya dua shabikra, if you know for sure that the animal you purchase has given birth, then kan lakoin klum, you can be sure that any animals after this doesn't have the status of bechor. However, kosha lo bikra, meaning if you know with certainty this animal has never given birth, then clearly harezi lakoin, it goes to lakoin. However, ima safek, if you simply do not know, in other words, you cannot judge by the age of the animal, ye'achel b'mumo labal, then the owner can retain it, and then he has to wait till it develops a mumah, blemish, and once it does develop a mish, he can then retain it and consume it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov adds, Behema gasa, meaning, again, this is referring to a cow or a chamor or a donkey, Shishafat chararat's dam, that seems to give birth to a, or deliver, I should say, a clot of blood, hareze tikaver, it has to be buried. V'niftara min abachora, then any offspring that comes after that is not considered, it doesn't have the kedusha bachor. This is interesting. Well, first it's considered, it's a siman vlad, it's a sign that the cow has delivered. However, why do I have to bury it? Meaning, it doesn't have the kedusha of bachor, so why do I have to bury it? The explanation is, that's what's called kedei lefarsema davar, to make it more of a public display or demonstration that this animal has delivered something that exempts any further offspring from having the status of bechor, so that there's no chashash, no concern in the future. They'll say, one second, this animal has never delivered anything. How can you not? And you've just, and it's just given birth to its first offspring. It should be the status of a bechor. So that's why we do a public display to demonstrate that this animal has delivered already something that exempts from bechor, so there'll be no confusion in the future. Those are the Mishnah today.